This is HPR episode 2370 entitled, Who is Horton Works? It is hosted by JWP and is about 19 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, and what they do with Hadoop.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Good day, everyone. My name is JWP, and I'm continuing my story about Hadoop. And I'm starting to go into now what is Hortonworks, and I'll cover the quick facts and what they do in this podcast. Okay, so Hortonworks Incorporated, symbol HDP, is a leading innovator in the industry of creating, distributing, and supporting enterprise-ready open data platforms and modern applications. Their mission is to manage the world's data. They have a single mind focus on driving innovation in open source communities such as Apache Hadoop, NeFi, and Spark, and they, along with other partners, provide expertise, training, and services that allow their customers to unlock transformational value for their organizations across any line of business. They have connected data platforms that power modern data applications, deliver actionable intelligence from all data, data in motion, data at rest, and they are powering the future of data. Okay, and so they were founded in 2011 with 24 engineers from the original Hadoop team at Yahoo that spun out to form Norton Works. I wonder what Yahoo would have become if they would have kept those guys. They're in Santa Clara, California, and their business model is open source software, subscriptions, training, and consulting services. Their billings were $81 million. Their GAAP revenue was $52 million. They provide 24/7 global web and telephone support. They have 2,100 plus joint engineering, strategic reseller, technology, and system integrator partners. We're one of those partners. And currently they have 1,075 employees in 17 countries. And that's pretty much it for what they do. Okay, so they're two main categories of business are data center and cloud. And inside of the data center is HDF and HDP. So, and they call it HDF is Hortonworks Data Flow, and HDP is Hortonworks Data Platform. And so one is data in motion and the other is data in rest. And you have in the middle an action intelligence that they use. And it's a two diagrams, so two circles with a smaller circle in the middle. And they call it the Hortonworks connected data platforms, cloud solutions, and it delivers end-to-end capabilities for the cloud, delivering fast time to value and integrated control by leveraging public cloud. Organizations have the capacity to leverage host and compute storage capacities to augment a data strategy. And through the integration of their data center solutions, organizations are enabled to create the right architecture to empower them. Okay, and they really, it looks like they have they looks like they, nah, I'm messing up. They rely on outside developers, or like a community of developers, and they rely heavily. They're the biggest committers to the Hadoop project in Apache, and the so their HTTP program is the industry's only true secure enterprise-ready open source Apache Hadoop distribution based on the centralized YARN architecture. HTTP addresses the complete needs of data at rest and empowers real-time customer applications and delivers robust analytics that accelerate decision-making and innovation. And of course, they want you to start a subscription right away. But they say they're open, that Hortonworks is committed to 100% open approach to software development that spurs innovation. HDP provides or enables enterprises to deploy, integrate, and work with unprecedented volumes of structured and unstructured data. HTTP delivers enterprise-grade software that fosters innovation and prevents vendor lock-in. Okay, they're also central. So HTTP is based on a centralized architecture supported by YARN that allocates resources among various applications. YARN maximizes the data ingestion by enabling enterprises to analyze the data to support diverse use cases, and YARN coordinates cluster-wide services for operations, data, and governance security. It's interoperable. So HTTP supports interoperable with a broad ecosystem of data center and cloud providers. HTTP minimizes the expense and effort required to connect the customer's IT infrastructure with HTTP's data and processing capabilities. With HTTP, customers can preserve their investment in existing IT architecture as they adopt Hadoop. And lastly, they're enterprise ready. So HTTP provides centralized management for monitoring of clusters. And this is a really big deal because if you have 6 or 7 racks of really thin, high density computers with storage attached, it can be a real bear to manage that whole thing and see exactly what's going on and trying to keep everything in one rack. So with the HTTP, security and governance is built into the platform, and HTTP ensures that internet security is constantly administered across all data access engines. And again, that's really important in today's enterprise environment, the security aspect of everything. Okay, so the cornerstones of the Hortonworks data platform are YARN and the Hadoop Distributed File System, or HDFS, that we covered before. And the components of Hortonworks data platform are HDP, while HDFS provides the scalable, fault-tolerant, cost-efficient storage for your big data lake. YARN will provide the centralized architecture that enables you to possess multiple workloads simultaneously. YARN provides the resource management and pluggable infrastructure for enabling a wide variety of data access methods. And those two things are the cornerstone of everything they do. Okay, so again, to review Hadoop, or what HDFS does, the file system, is it's a distributed Java-based file system for storing large volumes of data. HDFS and YARN form the data management layer of Apache Hadoop. And this is where a lot of people make money, or different companies, consultants, and everything. It's right there with HDFS and YARN. And Hortonworks is the leading producer of this. So YARN is the architectural center of Hadoop, the resource management framework that enables enterprise to process data in multiple ways simultaneously for batch, interactive, and real-time data workloads in one shared data set. And Yarn provides the resource management, and HDFS provides the scalable, fault tolerance, cost efficient storage for big data. So HDFS is a Java-based file system, and it scales really greatly, and it's super, super reliable, as we talked about before. And it was designed to span large clusters of commodity servers, which means the cost of this is fairly low, And HDFS has demonstrated production scalability of up to 200 petabyte of storage and a single cluster of 4,500 servers, supporting close to a billion files and blocks. And when that quantity and quality of enterprise data is available in HDFS and Yarn, enables multiple data access applications to process it. Hadoop users can confidently answer questions that eluded previous data platforms. So if you have a question, you know, like I've got, I don't know, 500 million Facebook users in North America, and I want to know how many like mustard on their hot dog, I can go through there and figure that out with this. And so that's what's really interesting about this. And again, it's scalable, fault tolerant, distributed storage that work closely with a wide variety of concurrent data access applications. And it's coordinated by Yarn, and HDFS will just work under a variety of physical and systematic circumstances by distributing storage and computation across many servers. The combined storage resource can grow linearly with demand while remaining very economical at every amount of storage. Okay, and we talked about it yesterday a little bit, and it's the key features are that it's rack awareness, so it's not going to leave the rack unless you make it or unless you tell it to. It's got a minimal amount of data motion, which is so critical, especially if you're using anything less than 10G on your thing. Utilities dynamically diagnose the health of the file system and rebalance the data on different nodes. And it has a rollback function that allows operators to bring back the previous version of HDFS after an upgrade in case of human or systematic errors. And the standby node name provides redundancy and supports high availability. And the operability, HDFS requires minimal operator intervention, allowing a single operator to maintain a clusters of thousands of nodes. So you got one guy. So you're paying one guy to manage this entire stack of stuff. So let's talk about Yarn. And so Yarn is the part that I didn't know about before studying today. And so it's really, according to Horton Works, it's the architectural center of the enterprise Hadoop. And it's part of the Hadoop project. Yarn is the thing that allows multiple data processing engines, such as interactive SQL, real-time streaming, data science and batch processing, to handle data stored in a single platform, unlocking an entirely new approach to analytics. So Yarn is the foundation of a new generation of Hadoop and is enabling organizations everywhere to realize the modern data architecture. Okay, and how does it really do that? So what does Yarn do? And Yarn is the prerequisite for enterprise Hadoop, according to Hortonworks, providing resource management and central platform to deliver consistent operations, security, data governance tools across Hadoop clusters. Yarn also extends the power of Hadoop to incumbent and new technologies found within a data center, so that they can take an average advantage of cost-effective linear storage and processing. It provides ISPs and developers a consistent framework for writing data across applications that run in Hadoop. Okay, and it's got like so if you picture sort of like a two layer. So HDFS, the Hadoop distributed file system, is down at the bottom, and then you draw a line, and then you have the YARN, your data operating system, slash cluster resource management software. And out of the YARN is like piano keys. So you have a script which they would call PIG, that sits on top of a thing called TES, and then you have SQL, which is the Apache project Hive, and then you have Java Scala, which is cascading, which is also on this TES piece. And then there's a NoSQL piece called HBase or Acnumlo, two separate products, and its tooth description is slider. And then you have Stream, and its Apache project name is Storm, and it's also a part of the slider tooth. And so if you need to do in-memory, so you need some super fast stuff, you use Apache Spark. And if you need to search all that, you use Solr. And most importantly is that if you have a special need and you have people that can program it, you can plug in your ISV engines into that and make it so. And then on the very top is a thin green thing that says batch interactive real-time data access. So that's really how it works. So YARN is sort of the in-between that holds these piano keys that come up out of the system to enable Hadoop to work in a modern enterprise architecture. So let's talk about this architectural center a little bit and what YARN enables Hadoop cluster to do with it. So it's multi-tenancy, and YARN allows multiple access engines, either open source or proprietary. Now this is really important because big companies like SAP have proprietary things that hook into Hadoop, SAP's Vora application, for instance. And this allows these applications to use Hadoop as the common standard for batch, interactive, and real-time engines that can simultaneously access the same data set. So multi-tenant data processing improves an enterprise's return on its Hadoop investments. Okay, then YARN specializes in a thing called cluster utilization, and YARN's dynamic allocation of cluster resources improves the utilization over a static, over the more static MapReduce roles. And we talked about MapReduce and how that was the original thing, but YARN is the next thing after MapR, and it was used in earlier versions of Hadoop. And then YARN helps with the scalability. So the data center processing power continues to rapidly expand, and YARN's resource manager focuses on exclusively on scheduling, and keeps the pace as clusters expand to the thousands of nodes and managing petabytes of data. And lastly, YARN is really good with compatibility. Existing MapReduce applications developed for Hadoop Run 1 can run in YARN without any disruption to existing processes that already work. And so I think the way it works is that you get a subscription from Hortonworks, and they'll help you with your Hadoop and your YARN and get it all worked out. And there's several other companies that do it. Cloudera is doing it, and but I wanted to look at Hortonworks' take on it because they seem to be the largest committers at the project, sort of like who commits the most in Linux. You go to see which distributions commit most, and you would, I think Red Hat did the most commit, so it's always interesting to see how Red Hat is going and what their direction is in the enterprise space. All right, well, this pretty much concludes the talk today. I hope you all had a fine day, and I didn't bore you too much, but I really wanted to understand Hadoop a little better because I wanted to understand SAP Vora a lot. Okay, and y'all have a nice day, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.